This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You're locked into Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back. Thank you for making the show part of your day. We're with you for another couple of hours, taking you up to 6:30 this evening. And then overtime, live and local, right here on the Fan. So I saw this tweet making the rounds today. May have been from Riggo's Rag, but I saw this making the social media trek through my feed. And I thought this was interesting to bring up. So Danny, each NFL team's percentage of first and second round picks that are starters on the team that drafted them, which is convoluted, but let me explain. Basically, how many of your team's starters did you draft in the top two rounds? That's the exercise. And then we ranked every team in the NFL from top to bottom, 1 to 32. This makes what Washington just did so much more amazing.
Doesn't it?
The Commanders, as you'd expect, are not going to be in the top five on a list like this. Not when your recent first and second round picks are almost exclusively not on your team.
Not on the team.
You wouldn't expect that they'd be in the top 10 or even the top 15. So this is going to be a back half the league thing. Start thinking maybe you're in the low, you know, mid 20s, something like that. They are dead last in this number in the NFL. 36% of their starters, so about a third of them, are players that were drafted in the first or second round in Washington, which is not to say Rivera drafted them. That also counts the guys that Peters just drafted. Mm-hmm. That counts the guys from before Rivera got here. But only the Raiders at 38%, another perennial loser in the AFC West, are sub 40%. Washington is dead last. And it's got to be noted, I would say, Danny, that it's not like they've been picking at the bottom of the round like they are going to this year.
Exactly right.
They just got to their first championship game in 30-plus years. They normally pick in the top five or in the top 10 or certainly in the top half of the first round. A good year meant you picked in the 16 to 23 range because you just made the playoffs and lost in the first round. This year, they're picking at 29 in the first 32 and then at 61 in the second round that goes through 64, right at the end of the round. But that is so abnormal for them. They are the worst in the league in terms of turning first and second round picks into starters, which should have been a death sentence, but Adam Peters and Jaden Daniels made it okay.
So a couple notes on this, because I found this fascinating. I used to do a thing on my own, is I would go through every playoff team and count among their starters how many guys were drafted. In other words, like every team that was good used to have a percentage, they'd be around 15, 16, 17 out of 22. And these are always rough numbers, and you'd supplement via free agency, but the game's kind of changed. There's not much correlation with first and second round as starters for you and winning. The Bears were first in the league at 91%, for example. Now, number two is the Eagles. We'd like to be them. But New Orleans was number three at 80%, and they're a disaster. Part of that's because they, you know, couldn't afford anything for the salary cap. But so people that have pointed that out and kind of rolled their eyes and said, yeah, well, there's no correlation with that in winning. Here's my counter to it. There's only a couple of three or four teams, in fact, that are sub 50%. It just means that you missed so badly here over the last several years that you've had to go elsewhere, right? And you can get away with it for a short amount of time. Minnesota won 14 games this year doing it this way. They're at 40%. San Francisco has been really, really good.
Sometimes it's by design, too.
Of course,
like, you know, they're the bleep those picks organizations or whatever, like the Rams, who are
right at
27th
50.
Or whatever,
yeah.
Where half the time their starter was a first or second round pick. They're just as happy trading for a guy or signing a guy, but Washington wasn't purposefully doing it
that way. And that's my point, is this was not the design. If your design was to do what the Rams had done, you didn't. The design was to be we're going to draft and develop our guys, build through the draft, be patient, low-hanging fruit in free agency. We're not going to go get the Hall of Famer. We're going to go get Cody Barton. We're not going to go get, another superstar. We're going to do Cleveland Farrell. They were trying to build this way and failed so miserably. It lets you know they should have been in the company of the Raiders. They should be right down there. Sorry, it's Peters, it's Jaden Daniels. And company. That's what happened.
And yeah, there's no one-to-one where you can definitively draw some kind of conclusion and say, well, if you're better with your first and second round picks becoming starters, you're going to be a better team. But until Jaden Daniels, I would say Washington, the Raiders, you know, the Dolphins, the Panthers, the Cardinals, the Jets, some of the teams in the bottom 10, what do those teams ever win?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas you could go through and pick some of the teams out of the top 10. I mean, the Bears have had their problems, coaches and otherwise coming through there. But the Eagles, you know, the Saints are competitive year in and year out in a bad cap situation. The Steelers make the playoffs every year. The Bucs are the only team other than the Chiefs, I think, to be in the playoffs five straight years. The Colts are a pretty good organization. Now they can't figure out quarterback, and it's held them back. But I would say I would rather be just pick a random team out of the top 10 of this chart than the bottom 10. I'd rather be that organization. So it might not be exact, but I think the chart still speaks to you got a better chance to be pretty good. They kind of do, you know, 16 on the left, 16 on the right for the 32. I'd rather be on the left than the right.
Agreed.
You know, I think what you would see bear out is that on average, the teams on the left probably have a little more success. But you're right. It's not perfect because we don't know what the philosophy was.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. The Chiefs, as an example, are 22nd at 58%. They might have said, hey, we don't really need a bunch of starters out of this class. Let's move these picks and spend big money at tackle because that's the one need that we have. And so you're working back from every team kind of having a different paradigm anyway.
And that's what's essential to me, right, is this list is just another way to quantify how miraculous this whole thing was this year and this ride this year. Because, again, what they should have been is a team with a first year of a new regime where you're power washing away the old guys. You're getting rid of the Jamin Davises, the Emmanuel Forbeses, the guys that couldn't get right or couldn't get along with the new program, figuring out who you're going to keep, et cetera. Bring in a couple of vets. Yeah, let's win six or seven games and get some nice experience for the kid. Talking about the quarterback. Sorry. We jumped past those expectations in a major way.
I also don't know if this chart was trying to elucidate anything. Like, did they just list this so we had those numbers? Or were they trying to say that there's some type of causation or correlation?
That I don't know, because I only saw the tweet posted with a, hey, look at this information. And I think any fan base can sort of take out what they want, where you would go, look at Tampa, for example. An under-the-radar, to your point, a whisper-quiet organization. They've done a really good job in this regard, right?
10 teams are over 70%.
Mm-hmm.
2 are over 90%. 5 are over 80%. Washington's at 36%.
36%.
I mean, that's just kind of my point is I don't need it to, you know, explain anything else.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This should have been an utter death sentence.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of first and second round picks just this year that they ripped off of the roster and gutted because of how bad the drafts were under Ron Rivera. Staggering.
Yeah, you can count them on one hand. First and second round picks. Daniels and Cosme on offense. Right? Stop me when you get to a first or second round pick. McLaurin, third. Robinson, no. Zacchaeus, no. Dalmy Brown, third. Zach Ertz, Brandon Coleman, third. Allegretti, Biotish, Cosme already mentioned, Wiley. Two guys on offense. Two.
And by the way, we're talking first or second with the team they're currently on.
Yeah. Cleveland Farrell, no. Daron Payne, yes. That's three total. John Allen, yes. That's four total. Torrence Armstrong, Frank Aluvu, Bobby Wagner, Dante Fowler, Benjamin St. Juice, third rounder. Jeremy Chin, no. Quan Martin, yes. That's five. Lattimore, no. Sandra Still, yes. That's six.
How about Quan Martin?
Snuck in there with the second round pick.
Just hanging around.
Yeah, there you go.
Turning himself into a good little ball player in year two.
And counting Mikey Sanders still as the nickel, so that's now your kind of base. So, yeah, that's six out of, you know, the 22 plus a couple, because the way starter is now is a little bit more nebulous.
This is the area, folks, where this team's got to figure it out and get better. And they will, because they have a different group in here at this point. And you just saw last year that their first round pick was Jaden Daniels. But they had three second rounders. And it's not like they put on a clinic necessarily yet. I mean, there's a lot TBD on Johnny Newton at 36. I love the player. I loved the pick. I still think he's going to be awesome. Mike Sandra still looks like a win already.
Yes.
He played at a level that makes you think he's going to be a tremendous DB for a long, long time. Inside, outside, versatility, the ability to be multiple. A lot to like there. But, I mean, one of their second round picks was Ben Sinnott. I like the pick. I like the player fine. That was a complete dud of a first season for a second-round pick.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's a dud. I'm not saying the pick was a dud. I'm saying the amount of usage and production that you got out of him where you took him, which I believe was 53 overall.
53rd overall.
Is a really, really bad start in terms of blind ROI.
So here's what I wonder. Truth serum, deepest, darkest places. You and Adam Peters are hanging out. You've had a couple of cocktails, and everybody's, you know, their feet are up, and we're just having a good old time. I wonder deep down, would they go back and do that exact same thing again? And here's where I'm going. Again, I'm not criticizing Ben Sinnott.
How could they?
But it's we're taking this with the future in mind, right? A guy that's going to turn into our Kyle Juszczyk or turn into our Kittle or whatever. If they'd known, we're going to be pretty good right now this minute and have a chance to go into the postseason. We're going to make some noise and win 12 games. Would they have maybe gotten a more immediate impact guy there probably? And I think the answer is probably yes.
I would hope so. But even still, like even if they don't want to shift their paradigm based on this season, you've boxed yourself in a little bit at tight end if you bring Ertz back because you've already drafted Sinnott to where if you brought Ertz back, Sinnott could be someone that you go get outside the building who's less like Ertz. Maybe he was more a little dynamic or versatile down the field. I don't want to pretend like Sinnott's preseason didn't happen because I thought that that was really exciting. Watching him rumble and break tackles, he looked like a real playmaker in the league. If not for those two exhibition games that I'm remembering, I probably would not think anything right now of the prospect.
Mm-hmm.
But those happened and I saw them and I thought this guy can play in the league. So I'm still hopeful. But, yeah, I would think it would be weird if they wouldn't take someone else with that pick based on the fact that they just decided in an NFC championship game and all the games that led up to it, this guy can't help us on offense. He actually, interestingly enough, made the biggest play of the NFC title game with the fake punt catch.
With the fake punt, yeah.
From Tress Way. But offensively, they essentially said, now we're good to him all season long. So I would hope they would do something a little bit different. But this could actually be a good opportunity for the first time today to open up the phones on the Commanders. And we can open up the MGM National Harbor listener lines on this at 800-636-1067. We're talking about first and second round success, right? And the Commanders have the fewest, by far, number of players, them and the Raiders, basically, in the NFL that were drafted by Washington in the top two rounds that are still starters on the team. The second round last year, everyone feels great about Daniels, first round, number two overall. I got it, as well we should. But they took three guys in round two.
Mm-hmm.
Newton was okay with huge upside. Sanra still, I think, looks like a win, was very good. And then Sinnott, who was a disappointment with upside. How do you feel about that trio moving forward, and how sure are you that it ends up looking really good on the back end, that they got long-term starters in all three of those players? 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to join us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.